Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Tax breaks for property developers. It was a toxic idea in the aftermath of the financial crash, but a report this morning suggests that the government is now so concerned about house numbers that it is considering exactly that. Pat Leahy is political editor with the Irish Times. He has the story and he's on the line now. Good morning, Pat.
Morning, Claire.
So Micheál Martin did say that there are difficult decisions that are going to have to be made in relation to housing. Bringing back tax breaks for developers, though, would certainly be controversial. But it does seem, according to what you're writing this morning, it's back on the table.
Yeah, I mean, I suppose the first thing to say is that there's no decisions been made on this yet. And there is certain to be significant opposition from within government, I think, to the idea, not least from the Department of Finance, which has been allergic to the idea since the crash of the 2000s. But it is certainly one of the options that is going to be on the table, likely to be discussed by ministers and senior officials at a cabinet committee meeting that's scheduled for next week. Taoiseach's been talking recently as well about rent pressure zones, possible changes to that. And I think the background to this, Claire, is a sort of a sense in government, partially prompted by those CSO figures that were released recently, which showed that, you know, the 40,000 houses that the government had been trumpeting for the second half of last year as, you know, as they expected to be built last year, that actually that came in at 30,000, and a sense that unless there is some sort of a reset, and Taoiseach has talked repeatedly in recent days about stimulating private sector investment in housing, that the government will find itself in 3 or 4 years' time looking at, you know, 30, 40,000 units a year being completed and nothing like the average of 60,000 a year that they're committed to under the programme for government that they have promised people.
So finally, there's a sense that we have to see real movement on this from a government perspective. Can't take any chances anymore. This has to happen. It has to change. And that is why, is it, Micheál Martin has said, and I see he said it again this morning, that the private sector needs to be brought in here.
Yeah, and this is simply a tactic. If you were to reintroduce some sort of tax breaks, and I imagine even if this does happen, there would be many months of wrangling over the exact structure of any tax incentives to be brought in. But, you know, we know this from before that, you know, tax incentives can be a really efficient way of directing private capital into those areas that you want it to invest in. Of course, we also know the pitfalls and the dangers that are attendant with that. So it is an idea that attracts a lot of people in government, I know. But as I say, there's also likely to be significant opposition. I
mean, what does it say about government policy on housing up to now, when we were told they were doing the divil and all to try and fix it? Clearly, this is an admission now that it hasn't worked.
Yeah, it certainly is. And again, this was just like the, you know, the housing figures. This was something that we didn't hear about during the course of the election campaign. You know, we heard from government, you know, that progress was being made, that numbers were ramping up. They expected to hit 40,000 last year and kick on to 50, 60,000 over the coming years. It looks like there's a realization in government circles right now that actually, that wasn't true. That's something, you know, something extra, something new needs to be done to housing policy to produce the sort of numbers that are going to be needed to cater for demand. And there was one other thing I think that's feeding into this as well. It's a report by Davy Stockbrokers published last week, which said that actually the real need for housing is something near 90,000 euros units a year. Now, they're not going to get anywhere near that, I think, but their chances of getting to 50, 60,000 units a year, it seems to me that they are being rethought at the moment in Cabinet, and therefore the need to do something dramatic and drastic.
Right. And he's saying this morning, Micheál Martin, it's the state all the way in terms of investment in housing, in different forms of schemes and so on. And then he says we just need more private sector investment. So do we take from that that he feels the state is pumping as much money as it can into this, and really where this needs to go now is to encourage the private sector to come in?
Yeah, I mean, the state is putting something like $6 billion a year into housing last year. Now, you would wonder, I suppose, about the capacity of the industry, to accommodate a great deal more private capital on an annual basis. But I suppose the experience of the construction boom in the early 2000s here was that, you know, if the capital is available and if it is the private capital is incentivized, then, you know, it will find ways of building those houses. I mean, we were in the early mid 2000s, we were building in excess of 80, 90,000 housing units a year. Now, you know, that turned out to be unsustainable, but I think that, you know, there's a desire in government to liberate something of the animal spirits, as it were, of the free market, and to attract them into the construction business and into the housing market by incentivizing these tax breaks.
And just on the rent pressure zones, we know what Micheál Martin said on this week at the weekend. Then he came out yesterday, and I never said we were going to scrap the rent pressure zones, but I see one of your colleagues, Niamh Towie, is talking about this new system, reference rent. This was suggested by the Housing Committee, and it now seems that this is what the government's going to consider doing.
I think that, you know, scrapping rent pressure zones overnight would be a politically very difficult thing to do. Now, having said that, Micheál Martin is talking in terms of making difficult political decisions. But at the same time, I think it's hard to see, as Niamh writes, it's hard to see them scrapping something overnight, but that a revised system, something that would be seen by developers as less of a barrier to getting involved in particularly apartment construction, then, you know, that might be something that would be on the cards. All right.
Now, Pat, I also wanted to ask you about more concerning words from Donald Trump last night. He's introduced these broad tariffs on steel and aluminium. As he was signing them, he said this. Let's have a listen.
But we will be looking at chips, and we will be looking at cars, and we're going to be looking at pharmaceuticals, and there'll be a couple of other things also in addition.
So pharmaceuticals, that's the one where you would expect the government's ears would be pricking up at that mention, Pat.
Yeah, you can imagine a shudder going down the spines of Irish ministers when they hear that. Now, this isn't, I suppose, entirely surprising. Donald Trump has been talking about doing this for some time, and it looks like his first 100 days are going to be the story of him doing things that he said he was going to do and then some. There is, I understand, an emergency meeting of EU trade ministers has been called for tomorrow. That's likely to consider the EU's response to what I suppose looks like the opening shots in a trade war between the EU and the US. Ursula von der Leyen this morning saying that EU's response to be strong and proportionate. But yeah, clearly that's the path we're going down now. And for Ireland, there are special dangers there, I think, not just specifically on the pharmaceutical sector, which not alone do we export, you know, a huge amount of pharmaceuticals to the United States, but the profits of the pharmaceutical companies, or some of the pharmaceutical companies, are amongst the most important sources of revenue for the government in terms of corporation tax receipts. Mm-hmm. So it's a bit of a potential double whammy for the Irish exchequer. Trade, of course, is an EU competence. This won't be decision made in Dublin. It'll be made in Brussels with Irish input into it. But it does look like that the threats from the Trump administration are quickly becoming real.
They certainly are. Pat, thank you very much. Pat Leahy, political editor with the Irish Times. Coming up next, former Garda Mick Moran on how to keep your children safe online.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.